A good woman is a doing woman. All the key words in Proverbs 31 are action words. She is a creative merchant. She is a worker. Almost every verse describes daily chores or a new enterprising task she is involved in. No one, not even her enemy, would call this woman lazy or slothful. She is diligent in her work, both when it is convenient and when she does not feel like working. In the end, it is this woman's work that speaks of her worth. How does God rate one wife good and the next wife bad? The opposite of diligence is slothfulness, and he also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. Proverbs 18:9. A great waster is a loser. A slothful woman is wasteful by not taking care of things in a timely manner, and therefore causing her goods to be damaged. A slothful woman wastes her time, and often the time of her friends. A lazy woman puts off a job, saying it can be done tomorrow. God chose to add to His written word the description of a virtuous woman, so we would clearly know one when we met her. The portrait painted here of this good woman, whom God says is worth much more than priceless jewels, far above the value of the average wife, is that of a diligent worker. A virtuous woman is busy doing constructive activities. She explores business opportunities. She is saving money, making money, and investing money. I came to greatly admire this woman as I studied through her day-to-day activities. I stopped and asked myself over and over, what could I start doing that would make me more of an active helpmeet for my husband?